Just days ago, the Florida Department of Corrections suspended five of its correctional officers working at Union Correctional Institution, including the assistant warden Nan Jeffcoat. The department also transferred Diane Andrews from her role as a warden at Madison Correctional Institution and made her the new warden at the North Florida prison. She replaced Barry Reddish, who is now working at another prison in Rayford. The moves are a result of an internal investigation by the department over the possible use of excessive force by correctional officers. At least six inmates could be involved, including one who died at Union Correctional. Currently, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement has taken over the investigation, and due to recent findings, more people have been placed on administrative leave with pay, bringing the total to 11. Governor Rick Scott says the Florida Department of Corrections is taking what he thinks is the right course of action.
The Department of Corrections is doing the right thing. They've changed out the leadership there, and there's an investigation, and we'll see what happens as they go through the investigation. One, we're going to find out if somebody there did something wrong. And then two, if there's something systemic that we can fix that, because we want to make sure that everybody that's in a prison in our state is safe.
In a recent press conference at the prison, Assistant Secretary of Institutions Tim Cannon addressed some of the questions raised regarding the probe. If the investigation reveals officers were involved in using excessive force, Cannon says their actions do not represent the majority of the officers who work in Florida's prisons.
To carry out our mission, it is sometimes necessary to use physical force. However, force should only be used when absolutely necessary and in strict compliance with our rules. We take our mission very seriously, and we will not tolerate any actions by any members of this agency contrary to our mission. Incidents like this cannot be allowed to dishonor the reputation of thousands of hardworking officers who go in harm's way every day to protect the public.
So far, all the inmates named in the incidents are black males ranging from the ages of their mid-20s to late 60s, and one inmate, Willie Knight, was released in August of this year. The department has confirmed Frank Smith is the name of the dead inmate. He had served most of a 16-year prison sentence for carjacking and assault convictions. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sasha Kortner.